producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to motivate you. You know, spring is just around the corner, 28 days. So let's keep positive that we're going to hit that target like a bullseye this year after last year and all the snow. But February traditionally is a month where we could have a lot more snow yet. So be prepared. Make sure you have plenty of ice melt. If you don't use it, it doesn't go bad. And it's a lot better product than using rock salt. It won't damage your lawn. It won't damage your perennials or your shrubbery. It will not hurt your pets like rock salt will. It can burn the pads on their paws. It does not give you that white slime that rock salt does. And it covers 2.5 times the area that rock salt does. Just for example, a 50-pound bag of rock salt will cover an area that is 4,900 square feet. If you use the natural alternative ice melt, it does 12,500. So 2.5 times the coverage area. And it's a great product. Comes in a whole bunch of different sizes. And give them a call on Monday. And just have some in case you need it. And the other thing, you know, it's going to be 25, 30 below zero today. If you put rock salt, it's just going to sit there because it will work at zero or warmer. The ice melt from Natural Alternative will work at minus 16 below zero. So if you give them a call, you tell them you heard about it in the show, they'll ship any size that you want to your home for free and give you a 10% discount. And the number is 888-845-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And this is the company that in the spring we'll have a mosquito, flea, and tick spray with a built-in applicator that you can spray your yard. It will control all three for a 30-day period, and it's organic. How can you beat that? Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Jackie from Massachusetts, and she'd like to follow up with Dolores' call.
Okay. Jackie, good morning, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Same to you. I was listening to Dolores talking with you, and she lives in the town next to mine on the Cape, and I was sure she was talking about a wonderful display of shrubs right on the road up from Falmouth. And I have always thought those were winterberry holly, not an alder. I wonder if you thought if that was possible. They are glorious, and they're in full sun, and I've always thought they were winterberry.
Yeah, they're both plants are grown. They're both natural growing, but winterberry is one of them. Now, the one thing that you have to realize with the winterberry is you have male and female plants, just like holly. And you can plant 5 females for every male. So you don't have to buy one male, one female, one male, one female, one male, one female for good pollination. So you can put 2 or 3 females and then a male in the middle and 2 or 3 females. And then you're all set. You'll have a good pollination, and they do very, very well.
Well, I agree. I believe this is professionally landscaped area near a shopping center, and it's a glorious display. So somebody has the sense to do it, just as you said, to put just one small male in there, and it's just gorgeous. So anyway, I just thought I'd contribute that.
No, I'm glad you called because it gave me extra time to explain more about the plant. It's something that a lot of the nurseries will sell. It's a plant that will grow in areas where not many other plants will grow. And they produce a wonderful berry starting in... Oh, I'm going to say November, and it will last until March before the birds start pecking away at them. And with a little bit of snow on the ground, wow, they just pop right out.
Yeah. I just feel like that's what she saw. As we all see it, it's really quite a display in this area. So I hope she goes ahead and gets those. Anyway,
yes.
Thanks, Paul.
I thank you. You have a wonderful Valentine's Day now, and we appreciate the phone call.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Edith from South Carolina. She's got a question about a Confederate rose.
Okay. Edith, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and
thank
happy
you,
Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you. Thank you. I was given a cutting, 2 actually. 1 died. And I planted this Confederate rose, don't know anything about them. And now it's about 7 or 8 feet tall. And I was wondering when I'd like to cut it back and thicken it up. And I might even like to move it.
Okay.
So when would I do these things?
So right now, is it growing like a telephone pole, or is it bushing a little bit?
Well, it has about 4 or 5 shoots out from the main one, yes. And it has grown very tall.
Okay. Then you need to do the pruning before the new growth develops on the plant.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to look for is on the branch that you're going to be pruning, you're going to see a little scab mark like a canoe with a bud in the middle.
Okay.
And that's where the new branch will form, and you're going to cut it about an inch in front of that bud.
Okay.
Now, the pieces that you cut off, what you do is you get a regular plastic pot, 4-inch, 5-inch, something like that. You get some rooting powder from your local nursery, and you dip the cuttings into the rooting powder and plant them all together in one pot. Oh. Rather than individual pots, until they get established. Once they start to grow, then you can break them apart and put them in individual pots.
Okay.
And then the following year, plant them in your garden.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the best time to do the pruning will be before the foliage develops on the plant.
Okay.
And it's a great plant. It's a a floribunda type plant.
Uh-huh.
It's a natural plant that is not hybridized, and it's a plant that once it's established will give you many, many blossoms that you will enjoy.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day now. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and our phone number is toll-free, cost you nothing, and we'll work together to give you a better gardening season, whether it's your house plants inside right now, or maybe some problems that you had this past year, or you're going to do some landscaping and you want to know what the best plant for a location is, and that number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod, and he's got a question about a boxweed hedge.
Okay. Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you, Paul. Same to you and the family, your wife. I just I called a few weeks ago, and I'm trying to plan a boxwood hedge that I've I live on the corner, and I took down a fence and a privet hedge that was destroyed, and replacing it with that. And it's about almost 80 linear feet. So, and what I did is I put in granite, which is about 4 inches wide and about 7 inches high to keep the dirt in the yard. But my question to you is, how far, I'm talking about boxwood sempervirens now, how far should I keep each plant away from each other, and how far should I step it back from the granite edging when I do that? I was looking
from
at
the granite edging, I would like to see you go the stems coming out of the root ball a foot.
1 foot, okay.
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 And the spacing between the plants,
it would be easier for me to, how should I plant them on center once I plant them? Because the plants are going to be, they're going to get bigger, and once they mature, once they're done, I hope it to be about 2 feet tall, and I'll shear it on a slight angle to make it look like that. I want to have it like that.
Right.
So how fast should
I would
plant
go,
them?
Depending on how fast you want it to form, I'd go 18 to 24 inches apart, but 2 feet is, to me, a good amount of distance in between them. It gives them a chance to grow, and you're right. pruning is going to make a big difference. And a lot of people try and cut boxwood square.
I like a slight angle, you know, a little narrower at the top with a slight angle.
Right.
Is that, you know,
that's the way to go. The reason is, if you've got a square edge on top of your boxwood, the sunlight can't bend.
On the bottom.
And you end up on the shady part of your plant with less foliage. So by cutting a little bit more of an angle on the shady part, the light can get in there, and your hedge is going to be a lot thicker and fuller.
Yes, and now the size. Like I talked to somebody at the garden center. They didn't have them yet at the Cape here, but they said like 1 gallon, different pricing, 1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon, 4 gallon. I'm thinking a 3 gallon size. Would that be the proper one to get?
Again, it depends what your budget is. But I would try and start with a plant that's about, 10 to 12 inches in diameter.
Okay.
Minimum 10 to 12 inches.
And would that be like a 3 gallon size? Because I don't know what they mean when I know the pot. It's in a pot that's that size. But how big the plant is, obviously.
Yeah. Each nursery, it will depend on their sources. And if it's a source coming out of New England, then they're going to be a little bit smaller than the source coming out of, let's say, South Carolina or North Carolina.
Okay. And the best variety of boxwood would be the sempervirens. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sempervirens for New England is the better variety. And then once you've planted, you've conditioned your soil, make sure that you add the mycorrhizae at the time of planting to get that rootstock intact. And there's a company called Ideal Organic, and they're in New Hampshire, and they sell it pure. And then a good couple of inches of bark mulch and a good fertilizer.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Beautiful day. A little bit on the cold side, but it's February. And in 28 days, spring will arrive, and you'll feel a lot better, believe me. So let's keep thinking positive, and before long, we can take off our shoes and socks and walk through that green grass. Oh, won't it feel good? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Vermont. He's got a question about a bunch of Christmas trees that he's got.
Okay. Bob, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. I had a question on my Christmas trees, Paul.
Yes.
I have some balsam fir, and I had a problem this winter when I was cutting them for Christmas, and they were full of, it seemed like brown needles on the bottom of the trees. So we thinned them out, and I'm wondering if that'll help it out at all, or I'd like to kind of go organic, and I was told to spray some copper sulfate, and I don't know if that would be the thing to do or what your opinion was.
Now, who did you send it out to?
I haven't sent anything out, Paul. I just kind of diagnosing it on my own, and I know I listen to you every Sunday, and you're very knowledgeable, and I didn't know what you did think.
Okay. Now, were the needles that rusty color from the tip of the branch all the way in, or was it just on the inside?
Pretty much on the inside, Pablo. There was some all the way through the whole branch. They were real bad.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds to me that it could be a mite.
Okay.
A spider mite.
Spider mite.
And because they would be where it's thick, where it's poor air movement, and they can really take over. So what I'd like you to do in mid to late May, take some of the trees that remain and put a sheet of white paper in there and tap some of the brown needles from your tree. Pull it out and then see if anything has fallen besides the needle. And if you see little things that look like a dot from a ballpoint pen that are moving, then you have spider mite.
Okay.
And you can treat that organically with a product called All Season Oil. And it's a paraffin-based product. And you can mix it up in your sprayer. Go right down the row, spray the whole thing from top to bottom, and it will prevent future infestations. Spider mite, the warmer it gets, the faster it spreads.
Okay. What if there's no spider mites at all on the paper? Then what would you suggest?
Then what I would suggest is I would cut a branch that has good and bad needles on it, and I would send it to the Christmas Tree Association in Augusta.
Okay, in Augusta.
I would just call up the State House and say that you are new at Christmas tree growing. You're having a little bit of a problem. And is there somebody there that I can send a sample for them to look at? And there's no charge. They'll give you the address, and they'll take care of it for you. And they're very, very good. Last year, I started noticing a problem with Colorado blue spruce. And I thought it was only in Kennebunk, where I lived. And then I started finding it in Massachusetts. I went into central Maine. I went into northern Maine. I went into New Hampshire. And the blue spruce are having a wicked, wicked problem. So I called the University of Maine and told them who I was and what the problem was. They connected me with the right person, and they explained to me that it was a fungus that was caused by wet springs. And that if we continue to have wet springs, that it could literally destroy the blue spruce trees in all of New England. And they gave me a series of products to use, some organic and some chemical. And I wrote a big article and put it in my newsletter last year. But if you drive around town and you see any Colorado blue spruce, don't have to be the fancy-dancy blue color, but you're going to notice there's a lot of brown in there. But she said that this particular disease was only for the Colorados, but you know, you've got a great extension service at the university, and they're there to help you. You're a business, and they want to encourage business, and they will help you out. And they, if, you know, if it's a good-sized lot, they'll even come out to your farm and look it over and test it right there and tell you what to use.
That'd be great, Paul. I would hope that does work. I'm just kind of curious if they were too thick or something. So you think it may be an insecticide and not a fungicide, or I'm kind of confused.
It could be either or.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it could be either or, but for them being to be too thick would not create a problem.
That wouldn't call an aeration problem at all?
No, okay. No. I've sold cut Christmas trees for 35 years, and I've had trees that were wild and pruned a couple of times, and I've picked Christmas trees from Quebec, from Downey, that were just like a conical yew, solid and dense. So you need to get somebody from the state. They'll come in. It's part of their job. And they'll look at it and tell you what to do so that you can stop this before it takes over and destroys all of your hard work and money and time that you've put into this investment.
Right. Okay, I'll try that, Paul. And I want to say thank you very much for your expertise, and have a nice Valentine's Day, Paul.
I will. And let us know how you make out, okay?
I'll do that. I listen to you every Sunday, and I appreciate your knowledge.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. That's the whole thing. You can't be scared to ask questions. And you know, that's the whole reason for this program, is to try and help you. And if I don't know, I'll look it up. And I'm constantly reading about new problems. And in a situation like this, where this man is relying on this for income, and I'm not into that type of gardening as much as I wish I was, I want him to go to the experts. And as part of your taxes are invested in the extension service, they will take care of you, and they'll give you the right information so that you can prevent a major catastrophe, and now you lose everything. But hit it now while you're still able to. And that way you can prevent a real problem down the road. And I really appreciate that call. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kate from Vermont. She's got a question about fertilizer and then another question about moving her plants from one location to another.
Okay. Kate, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
And to you and your family as well.
Thank you.
My questions are, I have a female cat named Terry, H-A-I-R-Y, and I'm growing grass for her.
Okay.
I want to know what kind of fertilizer I can use. And secondly, I'm hoping to move in May from Vermont to Montana. Different altitude, latitude and longitude. How do I prepare my houseplant?
Houseplants, you're not going to have too much of a problem. So you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast?
No, not quite west. It's about 2,200 miles.
Okay. The only state that's going to create a problem is California.
Not going there.
Okay, good. Because when you come into California, if you have a potted plant, they're going to take it away from you.
Yeah, because the insects.
Right, because their industry depends on clean and healthy plants, and they don't want you coming in with a house plant, no matter if it's your grandfather's or your great-great-grandfather. Too bad. They are not going to allow you to bring it in. But to taking it to other states, there's no problem. And all you want to do is to make sure that while you're moving it from point A to point B, that it's wrapped so that it's insulated with against the cold. It's wrapped nice and tight, but not overly tight, with like newspaper or something like that, so that you don't break any branches. So you make a sleeve, and check with your local nursery and garden center, because they have sleeves that they put on plants when the weather is cold. And I'm sure that they would sell you some sleeves that you could put your plants in that would keep them protected from being broken by the time they got to your new home.
Okay. What kind of fertilizer for the cat grass?
For the cat grass, what I'd like to see you do is something organic, because you don't want to put any chemicals in it. And the Neptune's Harvest, which is the seaweed and fish, works great.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Parent Garden Club. I know a lot of you are beginning to plant your vegetables that take a long time to grow. Things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, celery takes a long time. And flowers like snapdragons and petunias, they take a long time. Alyssum. Don't buy just a regular potting soil. You want to get a seed starter soil. And one of the soils that I really enjoy, and that's why I promote it, is black gold. And I've been selling black gold products since 1968 at the nursery that I worked at. And the parent company is called Fafard, F-A-F-A-R-D. And Fafard is a company that makes real dirt-type soils. And black gold are man-made soils that, like a nursery or a greenhouse, would start seedlings in and grow hanging baskets in. And they have seen the future, and they know that the days of using a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, those days are over. You've got to rebuild your soil. And what Black Gold is doing is they're adding this mycorrhizae to all of their soils. And this bacteria, once the root begins to grow on it, it will double the size of the root every 30 days. So your seedlings germinate quicker. You get a much stronger root to make it easier for you to transplant, and they'll adapt going into the garden. And it's just a great product. So if you're going to be starting your seeds, get the black gold starter and transplanting soil. It will really, really help you a great deal. And last year we had talked a lot about the smart pot. And I planted some. I wanted to see if I'm going to promote something, how they grow. And I was impressed. And the smart pot, what I love the best out of it is at the end of the year, you just get a couple of people, depending on the size of your pot. You grab the sides and you lug it out of the area where they are and you put it up against the house and you leave it there. And you can stack them one on top of the other. If they get crushed, that's okay. In the spring, you add some soil. They look great again. And they will not break. And they're made by a very heavy-duty industrial landscape fabric. And the number one killer of growing vegetables in a container is too much water, poor drainage. And because this is a fabric, it gets rid of that excess. And during the summer, when you get these 90, 95, 100-degree days, the roots will stay cooler. So when you're looking for your seeds and your starting soil, take a look for the smart pots. They come in a whole bunch of different sizes. They'll last for probably 8, 9, 10 years. They're not anything exciting to look at, but boy, I'll tell you, they grow plants, and they're just a wonderful addition to your home and garden. I want you all to have a great Valentine's Day, including you, Daniel. Make the call, get the card, a flower, chocolates, something. But it's Valentine's Day, and a little bit of action now will pay off big time later.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.